Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Dead. The house comes to town.
And now for something completely different.
Amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
Always a party.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard the haunted ship of doom. Now prepare for those two lunatics, Chris and Wayne.
That's where the evil spirits dwell.
It is time for mayhem, madness, and all-out destruction. I am Chris, and if I'm not mistaken, I have Wayne and producer Joe coming in live all the way from Phenomicon down at Gettysburg. Guys, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Awesome. So what is happening down at Gettysburg? Come on, give the listeners a lowdown.
Well, today is the first day. It started at 7 o'clock, so we've just been able to do a real quick walk around. Ran into Mr. Zaffis, hung out with him for a minute, and then we had to jet on back to the room to get in for the show. It's going to be a great weekend, definitely a long 4 days of celebratory evenings, I should say.
Well, you say celebratory evenings, and if I'm not mistaken, you know, unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to go down to Fort Niagara. If I'm not mistaken, you guys had some more celebratory evenings down there this past weekend?
Fort Niagara was a blast. We had a really good time. There wasn't a whole lot of celebratory. Friday night was the main night. I think you got somebody there in studio with you, Mr. Briones. We had a good time hanging out.
Oh, yeah, hold on a second here. I have got some awesome people. Once again, the Haunted Ship of Doom Bridge is filled with guests. We've got Last Rites Paranormal Society, of course, the rock star Todd Clements, cabin boy himself. Since we do not have the rum wench here, Miss Stephanie Hartman, we're going to give that to Darlene Danhausen this evening, so make sure my glass stays full, okay, baby? We've got the stowaway Brian Danhausen and Mark Briones. And so, guys, we're going in to say hello to our listeners this evening. Now, as the Haunted Ship of Doom goes, this episode has to fall off the rails. I think we made a new low last time at something like 13 seconds. I'm expecting to go a little bit longer this time. Let's have some duration, as they say. So, you know, definitely
cool. Just went off the rail right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about Fort Niagara, the Parahistory Fest. Wayne, I know that they had everybody had a great time down there. We advertised for it. Tell us a little bit about the event.
That was a good time. Friday we had a meet and greet at, I can't remember the name of the bar place.
Ontario House.
The Ontario House. It was a nice little place. Very cool, I guess, Eastern American bar feel to it. You know, a little pub.
Yeah, very New England-y.
Yes.
New England, you know, especially since you're going to be hanging out with Johnny this weekend, New England-y would be a better thing than Eastern American. That kind of sounds like, yeah.
I don't know what that word is.
I couldn't think of New England-y.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, as you know, is typical Haunted Ship of Doom fashion, we're all pretty crocked over here, and I'm sure Wayne's got into the apple pie down there. So,
definitely.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I would like to send a huge Haunted Ship of Doom and Batman thank you out to Candace Isaacson. I got your mug, and it is being christened as I broadcast here now, so.
But, yeah, it was a good time Friday. You know, had hung out, mingled with everybody. Then Saturday was the event. We went down, set up a table. Had a pretty good turnout, people coming through. Talked with a lot of people. And then Saturday night was the actual investigation part of Fort Niagara. And let me tell you, it was cold. I'm talking cold.
Yeah, I hear you guys at the last round were kind of hallucinating, as a matter of fact.
Oh, by the time the last two rounds came about, I think everybody was just done. It was kind of a free-for-all, and it was so cold. Everybody was so hot, tired. It kind of just turned into a slap happy laugh fest. Had a great time. Made really close acquaintances with the bathroom heater.
Yeah.
Wait. Really close acquaintances with the bathroom heater. Come on, you gotta give the audience more than that, Wayne. Come on.
Everybody at that investigation made really close acquaintances with the bathroom heater.
Yeah, we were on a first name basis by the time the night was
It was
done.
The only heat in the facility at all was in the bathrooms, and it was that was at the end of the night, everybody was kind of just hanging out in the bathrooms.
Okay, wait. So wait a minute, Wayne. After the bathroom experience, let's just leave it at that and let the listeners kind of suck that in a little bit. Did you have to have a cigarette after you were done? That's all I need to know.
No, I did not have to have a cigarette.
I think okay. The water heater did.
Oh, there it is. And I officially, ladies and gentlemen, we are 7 minutes off the rail. So... Well, that's good. Glad that the Parahistory Festival went down. I'm sure we'll be frequenting that again next year. It was awesome. I got to say, what do you think about the weather now? I mean, everybody wouldn't...
Man, it has been gorgeous down here today. 70 degrees, walking around in a T-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's been...
Trees are starting to bud.
No.
From one switch to another, so it's been great so far for us.
Now, the crew, you guys, when y'all came on board tonight, you know, I do apologize for the smallness of the bridge. You know, the Kraken kind of went a little bit nuts with the wind, and we had to literally pull her off of the bridge this evening. So when you see all those little suction cup marks, not our fault. Okay, we're working on it. Mark, did you have any problems getting in?
Not at all.
How about you guys? Any problems?
No, smooth sailing all the way in.
Now, Todd, I know that I did see your Cooper roll at least 7 times on the way in here.
It was a little windy.
Just a little?
Just a little.
Okay.
I'll get the dents out.
All right. Cool.
Did really well, Todd. She caught the air and flew us right down.
Well.
Good.
Oh. Hey, Todd.
I'll give her a steak.
Todd.
What?
Look out the bridge window there. Who's that running up on deck?
Is it Brian?
Oh, yes. It's me.
What's up, Brian?
I was climbing on board and I found this bottle floating in the water. There's a note in it.
Okay.
Might be important.
Hold on a second here. I don't know who put this. Well, we are in the 2014, so we should have a USB flash drive in here, but, you know, there is a note in the bottle, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to open it up here just yet because I'm going to hand it off to Mark Briones to kind of get the top off. So, Mark, take this for just a second. All right, and we're waiting to see what's in the bottle. If you want to go down to the engineering room, which, by the way, Engineer Mike, if you do come in here, I need you to work on something for me.
Well, Engineer Mike is down here with us.
Right, but we have a problem on board.
Chris's personal massage tool is a little bit defective, and it's not giving him pleasure anymore.
Wait a minute, Todd, hold on. Mark just got the bottle open. Hold on just a second. We got a caller online here. It says... that someone's going to call in right about now. How the hell did this even happen? Now just hold on a second here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news here on the Chris and Wayne Show. Hold on just a second.
Hey, Chris?
Now, wait. Hold on.
Wait.
What?
Don't ever play that again.
I know. It was a breaking news drop. I had to do it. It's like 1970s, seriously, like guys in calico boots. Yeah. Hold on just a minute here. I have a caller. Wayne, I got to put you on hold for just a second, okay? Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Hey, Tim, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Was this no?
Tim from Swoopy, I sent you a message. Did you get it?
Yeah, in a bottle? Come on, man, I do have email. What's this all about?
I'm not the most tech-savvy person. I actually sent Alfred with it, so I guess that's why it made it by via the water.
Well, I keep telling you, do not send messages via your pet dog. So what's going on, Tim? What's going on?
Yeah, I got an idea. You know, all around the country, we have all these great paranormal conventions, but we don't have one in Southeast Michigan, correct?
Yeah, last time I checked. So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking we throw one.
Whoa. Hold on. Just... Wayne, are you picking up on this?
I'm picking up what he's laying down, man.
A paranormal convention in Southeast Michigan? Tim, you put this together?
Sure.
So give us the details, man. What do you got?
Well, I'm thinking, around November 8th, we throw the first annual Old Mill Parafest at the Old Mill Museum in Dundee.
Oh, rock on, man. So wait, you're telling me that we have a convention in Southeast Michigan that everybody's gonna come to, a new venue, a new event put on by SWPI?
Exactly. Well, you guys can help me. I need some help. If you're willing to join us and help out, we're willing to do it.
Hey, man, you know, the Chris and Wayne Show, MPI, will be more than happy to help you out, Tim. With
hey, I figured that was the case.
So
let's do this.
Who do we got, man? Come on, everybody's dying to know. This is breaking, man. This is some serious paranormal news here.
Just a couple. We're gonna have to start small. I mean, you know, this is our first year and everything. You know, I'm thinking maybe Johnny Z.
Wait, the godfather of paranormal himself, Johnny
sure.
Zappis, Old Mill Museum?
Yeah.
Who else?
And, well, we could go Dustin Perry. I mean, who doesn't like Dustin, right?
The rock star, Mr. Jeans himself, that Dustin Perry? Yeah, my wife
exactly.
Even goes, Mr. Dustin Perry.
Maybe Chris Williams?
Damn. Tim,
what's that?
So wait a minute. You're talking November 8th, the Old Mill, a really cool haunted location for sure. We're going to have this thing in Southeast Michigan.
Oh, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong, man. We're doing it.
Oh, that's going back a little bit.
Dude, this is so awesome. Everybody, you know, Todd, are you going to flash? Is there a link or something where we can reach it in the chat?
Is he done telling us who all's going to be there, man? Let's
sure. Oldmillparafest.com.
You on it, Todd?
I'm on it.
We have got a link, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. Tim Rehan from SWPI. Breaking news.
Am I still on hold?
On the Chris and Wayne Show.
Am I still on hold?
Exactly.
No, Wayne, you might as well take another drink of Mr. Hartman's apple pie.
I'm wondering, is that the full lineup? All I heard was we got Johnny Z, we got Chris Williams, Dustin Perry. What else is going down, man?
Wait a minute. There's more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when it comes to us, we don't really start small. I mean, that's just a joke. We could also throw in Jeff Bellinger.
Ooh.
Bellinger? You're holding out on us.
Yeah.
Come on, there's got to be more, Tim. There's got to be more.
Well, how about some past friends, little-known names like Amy Bruni and Adam Barry, you know?
Are you kidding?
I wouldn't kid you.
Mammoth. And this is all from the guy that throws on, like, one of the greatest paranormal parties of all time, the Paranormal Picnic down in Monroe County. And you're telling us, once again, we have got some huge name stars coming down to the old haunted mill. Tim, exactly, if they go to the website, exactly how much are tickets for this event?
The tickets will run $60 for the convention itself, which will run, the doors will open at 9 a.m., speakers will start at 10, and it'll be over around 9:30 in the evening.
Awesome.
It'll run throughout the day.
So is there anything else going on within this event, or?
Well, you know, I hate to, I mean, if we've got all these people that are ghost hunters, we might as well have a ghost hunt, right? So
I would
five,
think
why don't we draw a ghost hunt?
Come on, give it to me, man, give it to me. Everybody's lighting up the chat room.
10 o'clock, we'll throw a ghost hunt from 10 to 2 with our featured guest.
Now, all of this is going right back to help the mill, help maintain operations.
Exactly.
Awesome historical
exactly.
site.
This is it's a fundraiser through the mill. The mill is actually putting the money out to do this because of all the support we've had from all the groups in Southeast Michigan and Northwest Ohio, even in Indiana. We've had some groups from Indiana with our ghost hunts throughout the last couple of years since 2010. So in return, we have decided at the mill, the board has decided to reward Southeast Michigan and the surrounding area with a convention.
Tim, and I'm sure with, I know how you do things down there, and unfortunately I haven't had the chance to come down to the mill, but I'm pretty sure everybody sitting in this room, Martyr and Last Rite, you guys been down there yet?
Yep, that's right.
Into the afterlife? Okay, wait a minute. I'm gonna turn on some background here. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about the Haunted Mill and how cool it is down there?
Oh, it's very cool. We're actually getting ready to go back.
That's one of the first places I got to investigate, and it was really nice. In our own backyard, having something like this is awesome. I mean, it's just one of those things that we don't get too often in the Metro Detroit area. And it's great that Tim was able to throw this together for everybody.
And I would say anybody that has the chance, get down there, rent it out, either, you know, go for the private investigation or even join in on a public.
I mean, this is quite possibly, Tim, I can't say enough. It makes me proud that yet another brother in the paranormal is actually putting together something to help preserve Michigan history. I've done some research on that place. I mean, it has a lot of real good connections to Henry Ford and everything else like that.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, man. You know, guys, you know,
wait a minute, Chris, if I'm not mistaken, there might be one other person that's going to be
present
at that event that might actually be sitting in the room with you.
Oh,
yeah. Mr. Todd Clemens.
I shall.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. John Zaffis, you know, I'm sorry, buddy, love you to death, but we've got the rock star.
Oh.
Mr. Todd Clements, here himself, world-renowned author, owner, and tour guide at Haunted Mackinac.
Haunt of Mackinac.
Come on. But, I mean, guys, this is definitely an event that we have to check out. Everybody in the Detroit area, everybody around the state of Michigan, hell, everybody around the country, throw your love down here to Tim. Not only... You got to think about here in the state of Michigan, we have some of the most premier paranormal events in the United States of America. We have the Michigan Paracon run by UPPRS, one of the most fantastic events ever put out there. Now we've got SWPI throwing out the Haunted Mill, this new con that's coming out that's going to get more people, get more buzz for all of us, and also at the same time helping to preserve history. I can't say any more, Tim, man. Big hats off to you, bro. Thanks for coming on and sharing that with us.
Hey, no problem. We're glad to do it. Can't wait to see it.
Well, we've got the link going out there right now, and if I'm not mistaken, that the you can buy tickets right now.
Yes, they're on sale as we speak.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Michigan, anybody here in the surrounding states, come to this event. It's awesome. And in November, pretty much all of our seasons are done. So, I mean, hey, what a great way to
get
better
to be... time to do it, right?
Yeah, meet our fellow brother and sisters in the paranormal, and it's going to be awesome. Tim, once again, thanks for coming on to the show and breaking that for us, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, man. I will be talking with you soon, and we'll make sure that we plug this for you constantly. And good luck, bro. I can't wait to help you out with this.
All right. Thanks.
All right, good night, man.
Yep, bye.
What about that, Wayne?
That is awesome, dude. It's going to be an awesome time, awesome event. You know, Tim and those guys are good people. I look forward to helping them out, man. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be, I mean, think about it. Once again, I have to say this. We have Michigan Paracon and now the Haunted Mill. And we put on the Edson and all the other events that are going on here in the state of Michigan. Michigan is now becoming the haunt capital of the world.
We got the Edson starting up in May. Then in July, we've got Zaffis, the Bomba Boys, and Dustin coming out to the ships over on the west side of the state. It's going to be a great year, brother.
So, I mean, come on, Michiganders. Why go out of state? Go to Waverly Hills, Trans-Allegheny. We have some of the most awesome haunted locations here in the state. So Michigan teams, come on, show your support to your brothers and sisters. Let's save history. Really work on this year. My mind is completely blown that Timmy called in and decided to break that here, Wayne.
Well, you know, Tim's a good guy, man. We've always worked close. We've always supported each other. So, you know, hey, it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be very, very cool. So with that, everybody, raise your glass here on the bridge to Mr. Rehan. The bar wench needs to go over and refill the cabin boy's drink there. Yeah, I know. It's horrible. So, but I do have to, we are a little bit, we're coming into, Jesus, don't kill yourself. Hey, Darlene, there is a little ledge over the bulkhead door. Remember, step over. I'm just saying, just step over. But either that or it's going to be a long drop down to the water. Knock it off. All right, so with that, ladies and gentlemen, we do have our special guest in studio here, Last Rites Paranormal Society.
Hello, hello.
So howdy, howdy. Glad to have them.
Howdy, howdy, how's everybody there?
Doing pretty good, man. Glad to have you guys on. Sorry we're not up there in the studio with you, but...
Oh, well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
No problem. We know you got better things to do out there in Kinnipeg.
Yeah, they're down there in Pennsylvania drunk in a hotel room.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But wait, Wayne.
Every one of you wishes you were here with us. And we wish you were here with us, too.
Exactly.
We can smell the apple pie from here.
I'll try to save some for you, man. It might be just a little eyedropper full, but I'm going to work on it.
So when Wayne wakes up naked on the roof of the hotel tonight, you know your chances of getting apple pie are pretty nil. Okay,
exactly.
just saying. So with that, guys, I would like to do a formal introduction to the Haunted Ship of Doom. Let's release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken!
Awesome! So, welcome to the ship. First time visiting, guys?
Yes, sir, it is.
Glad to have you on board. Got a little bio I'd like to read, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Last Rites Paranormal Society is a newly founded investigation group that are not only new to the paranormal community. Most of the team has been paranormal investigators for years. With each passing year and each case, they learn more about the paranormal world. The team is interested in finding answers not only for themselves, but anyone that they come in contact with who is interested in the field. I definitely love that. A very good connection to not only our clients, but to, you know, other investigators as well. So tell us a little bit about yourselves. First, introduce yourselves, please.
Well, I'm Brad Smola. I'm one of the investigators.
I'm Sean Mantle, one of the investigators.
Fantastic. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us tonight.
Well, it's an honor, guys. You know, there's an open door policy, and we need to send some shout-outs, if you don't mind.
Yep. Yes,
to, first off, I'd like to send a big shout-out to Martyr. Terry, I hear you're a little under the weather down there. Hope you're feeling better, baby. Martyr Paranormal Research, the MPA, everybody down at MPI in Gettysburg. I hope everybody's doing well. Every team that happens to be down there listening right now, and, of course, my dear, if you are sitting in a Starbucks right now, Lisa Marie Acker. You know, I don't know. I thought internet was even big down in Texas, but apparently not. There was an outage.
Well,
so
let's not forget Rick and Amber.
Oh, Rick and Amber, absolutely.
The two members of our team. Lisa actually heads our Southwest chapter.
Oh, so you have a Southwest chapter?
Yes, we do.
Southwest, kind of like the Adobe turquoise thing going on.
Yes, sir.
Excellent, excellent.
Watch out for the lot lizards, though.
Oh, lot lizards.
Yes, yes.
We'll get into that later. Okay, Sean? So tell us a little bit about yourself. So what's your methodology, your best case? Let's just start there.
All right. Go ahead, Brad. Well, I mean, the best case for me, I cut my teeth over at OSR. That was just extremely amazing for being my first investigation. I think some of the other ones we've done, we just did Sedumsville Rectory.
Yep.
That one was a really
favorite.
Good active place down there in Cincinnati. Wonderful people who put that on, and very, very cozy. Actually, we spent the night there.
Yeah, I slept like a champ. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but I don't know. Other than that, we did Bisman Building recently, just last weekend.
Yep.
We're doing our evidence review of that right now, and, you know, we're just trying to stay active, stay busy, and keep on keeping on.
I'd like to thank the people at the Bisman Building. We originally had scheduled for January. We got snowed out, and they had that half-off offer, and they honored it last weekend for us. So that's just stand up for the great community and everything that they want to represent at Bisman.
So exactly, why don't we talk about your methodology? And that's the one thing I really like to explore when we really start talking to people. Exactly how do you investigate? What's your primary principles? And the great part about this is, gentlemen, don't be afraid to open it up. Most people tend to go, I want to go scientific. Okay? The problem with that is scientific is based on rules and laws and everything else like that. Unfortunately, there is no Home Depot or book or store that we can go into by the, yes, this works to catch a ghost. So feel free to experiment. Feel free to tell us exactly how you gather your information.
We'd like to do a little bit of history first on the building or property that we're going into. A lot of times we like to go in a real laid-back atmosphere. Don't go in with a standard agenda. I mean, if we just sit around and BS, we'll run some recorders. See if anybody wants to communicate with us while we're doing that. And it's actually caught a lot of evidence doing that, and it's just a nice laid-back family atmosphere that we like to create when we go on an investigation. And I think Brad would agree with that.
Yeah, we've actually, Sean said, we've gotten some really good evidence just kind of hanging out and almost like being chatty-catty with them, you know, not drilling them with the same standard, you know, how many are here, and, you know, do you know you're dead, and, you know, all the standard, I guess, paranormal 101 stuff. And we've gotten some really good success on that, and probably some of our best evidence over at Sedumsville, actually.
Okay, I really like that approach. As a matter of fact, us at MPI, it seems like some of the most profound evidence that we've ever had comes from when you're literally just having a conversation. It has nothing to do with the investigation itself. It seems like, and we all know the horror, and I hate to say that, and I really use that word when people, I want to become an investigator. The first words out of my mouth, are you sure?
Exactly.
And they're like, but it's Halloween and it's cool. And I'm like, okay, what about when it's August and you're in a place that's 1,000 degrees and you're watching 4 cameras of a hallway? That's when all of that really cool Halloween stuff melts away.
Yeah, or you're sitting in the
court in 31 degree weather freezing your butt off.
It was 29.
If I'm not mistaken, last time you and I were in the jail at historic Fort Wayne in Detroit, the only EVP that we got was our teeth chattering, right, Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah. It's something you really have to have a passion for. And when you get in there, and the thing is that I always find is going back to the original comment, is that it's great when you're just talking about everyday life. And us, when we're ghost hunters, we have to become historians. We could be talking about a game that just recently happened, and all of a sudden over that, you'll get someone that responds. It was supposedly dead 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, we had a piece of evidence that we got it up on our website now. And I tell you, if it ain't plain as day that he's a Steelers fan, I don't know what is.
Exactly, yeah. We were just shooting the crap and asked a question like we were having a regular conversation with somebody. And asked them what their favorite team was, and it came across the Steelers, plain as day. And it's one of those great things. And sitting in the dark, trying to have a conversation with someone you know that's not there is not the easiest thing to do, but you get some of your greatest evidence that way.
Especially about NFL football.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what I mean. We got to take on new methodologies. We have to – I think that's – kind of where everybody seems to fail. It's like, okay, well, I've done my historical research, which is essential to a case. But we still have to remember these people are human beings.
Exactly.
Okay, how do I know that when I'm watching a baseball game, like a Tigers game, we'll say, on TV, that all of a sudden that this guy's not this giant Tigers fan? And all of a sudden this ghost is behind me halfway through the wall going, yeah, home run. You know, I mean, and that's really great. By the way, Todd, did you flash your website up so people can check this out? You mean which one?
Theirs? Absolutely.
No, Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's.
I have a website?
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
Apparently,
hey, wikedwendy.com.
That could be kind of interested.
Wikedwendy.com.
Oh, hey.
Oh, that one.
What was that, Wayne?
Is that Android available also?
Yeah, Wendy has a mobile app. It's called Wicked Wendy.
All
just,
right.
Yeah, go on the Google App Store and you'll be able to get it. So. Yeah, exactly. So what do you guys got planned? I mean, hold on a minute. I just realized Todd reminded me that we have to pay some bills here. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back in about a minute. Hope to see you then. Hope everybody's enjoying the show.
Are you looking for help with criminal defense, family law, divorce, or bankruptcy in Wayne, Oakland, or Macomb County? Well, look no further. Call the paranormal lawyer himself, attorney Kevin C. Johnson of Invictus Legal Group, PLLC, the official legal counsel of the Haunted Ship of Doom. He is a dedicated attorney who takes his responsibilities seriously, knowing that the results he achieves for his clients will have a long-lasting impact on their lives. Call today for a free consultation at 586-439-4297 or log on to InvictusLegalGroup.com for more information. Are you looking to do some remodeling around the house? Do you need a trusted professional to help out with the work and get it done right the very first time? Make sure to call the fellas at TNB Handyman Services for an estimate today at 586-843-9717. The number again, 586-843-9717. And make sure to tell them the Haunted Ship of Doom sent you.
Stop by Facebook and give a like to two of our favorite terror pages, the Paranormal Unity Center and Haunted History of Michigan. Two awesome places to hang out and meet fellow investigators.
Awesome. Awesome. And we do also have to mention, as far as there is an event for a very special friend, Mr. B-Dub at Mansfield, Ohio. Sean, you and I talked about this.
Exactly.
Rather than reading the advertisement that I normally do for Brian, I mean, I can't say enough about Brian Wilson. He is quite possibly one of the coolest people I've ever met, the most giving, understanding. It's my understanding he's run into some troubled times.
Yes, he has. He actually has stage 3 cancer, and OSR is actually holding an event. Go to Facebook and go to look up B-Dub, and I believe there might be a link. I'm not too sure about that. All proceeds go help him with his medical bills right now, and it would be great if we – it's a great investigation. I believe it's $60 for an evening at OSR.
And that's the cheapest that
yes.
you can get OSR.
Yes.
Oh, that's a
yes.
steal. Worth every penny.
I mean
– I know I'll be there.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's – you know, like I said, if you do not know Brian, and I'm not sure whether or not he'll have an opportunity due to his condition to be there, but if you ever have an opportunity to meet this man – he is fantastic. First time I met him, I remember the only one of the first things he ever gave me. If you guys look off to your right there on the bridge next to the wheel, you will see that he made me a doll that he tormented me with down in the sub basement. That's another story for a different episode. Lockaway Lenny. So Brian, if you're listening, we love you, brother, and we will do whatever we can here in the state of Michigan to bring love down to Ohio for sure.
Exactly. I mean, he's one of us and everything, and then hitting a hard time, and it'd be great to get people to go out there and help out.
See, that's a great thing. You know, welcome back from the break, by the way, everybody. That's the great thing about all of us ghost hunters here. We are one giant family. Like, you know, every other family here, we're dysfunctional. I mean, that's the reality of it. But we, at the end of the day, if someone was to call, we all look out for one another, and that's what this is all about.
Exactly.
You know, one giant family, one giant community. And make sure that you really check this one out. So we are back with Last Rites Paranormal Society. Guys, so tell us about your future, your ambitions. Where are you looking to go? Different places like there. Then I got a couple really pointed questions, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask.
No problem. Go ahead.
We all got into this for a love of the paranormal, okay? All of us, and the biggest question as you wear your shirt, you know, like we do as MPI, you know, not only is it a shameless advertising, we're just proud of the work that we've done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a great chick magnet.
Damn. So wait a minute. We're going to explore that for just a minute.
Okay.
So how much tail have you gotten because of your Last Rites t-shirt?
I'm not one to kiss and tell. But,
except for right now, folks.
Yeah, it's definitely, it turns heads. The hats, the coats, the shirts, everybody asks. Diners, casinos, gas stations, you name it. I've been asked everywhere. They want to know about it.
And that's really the coolest thing, is because it's funny. A good friend of ours, John Tenney, once again, another gentleman, if you have the opportunity to meet and actually sit down and talk to, he is quite possibly one of the coolest guys. The opening line of his presentation, you know, I'm not even going to get into it for the simple reason it will catch your attention. Well, you know, about ghosts and aliens and Bigfoot and everything else. It's like, yes, how can you not believe in this, but you believe in this? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, being a ghost hunter, the first question you always get is, oh, so you believe in ghosts? Yes, you see the shirt lady? I mean, obviously. The second question is so you watch all the programs, you know? I love watching the ghost programs, but we all know that when we watch the programs, we're extremely critical about them.
Exactly.
You know, we know, you know, being in the business of paranormal investigation, how long it actually takes, and, you know, we know that it's edited down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why don't we, you know, go through, and I'm sure a lot of the people in the chat room and everything else are, you know, are interested. And tell us about a standard investigation for last rites.
The standard investigation for us is we'd come into a property. Like, for example, we were just at the Bisman. They gave us a tour. They gave us the history. We decide where we want to put up our cameras for the DVR system, get that all set up. The team works really great together, getting that basically deployed and set up so we can start our investigation, break up into teams, and start going into it. Just asking generalized questions and start trying to have a conversation, communicating with the spirits.
What is your favorite EVP question? We all have one. As a matter of fact, Joe, after he answers this, I'd like to throw out the standard MPI question that we use, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Sean, what is your favorite EVP question?
I like to rib them with the sports kind of thing, the rivalry. Try to, okay. if we're in Cleveland area, get the Cleveland Browns or the Lions. I know there's not really a rivalry there, but you can still kind of egg them on. And it's not really pushing the boundaries, but you're trying to get something reaction out of them. When we were in Hillview, for example, we were using the Penguins in Detroit because we were a big deal there, and we actually got some evidence off of that.
So all of your ghosts really like sports.
But we're more male. I mean, that's just something that I like to do, and it works out pretty good.
Okay, then you have to try something for me. So what's your thing about strip clubs?
Strip clubs is definitely pretty good.
So I know what EVP questions you're asking.
Exactly.
So exactly how much did you pay for a lap dance in 1965? Yeah, exactly.
And then you tell them how much you paid today, and then you get the, huh?
Yeah, the only EVP you get is, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get grandma going, no.
Well, I mean, that is so typical of it. Wayne, tell them our favorite question.
Do you like applesauce?
Now, there is a backstory to that, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne, tell us a little bit about that backstory.
It was, we had an investigation coming up, and we were over at the Gifford's house, and their youngest son was sitting under a blanket eating Cheetos, and Chris, I, and Kevin Johnson were sitting around just, you know, BSing, talking, and out of nowhere, all you hear is, I like applesauce.
Now, wait. I'm going to create a mental picture for everyone. We were sitting in those lounge-type chairs. It was me, Kevin, and Wayne. Joe's son was covered in a light blue blanket from head to toe, like the typical scary ghost that you see on TV. He reached down, grabbed one arm, you saw, grabbed the bag of Cheetos, reached back up, pulled it under the blanket ever so slightly. You hear crunch, crunch, crunch. I like, you know, ice cream, or I like applesauce. We didn't know what the hell to do. There was two choices at this point. Run like hell, or use this as one of our UV questions.
Exactly.
So we had an investigation later that night, and I don't know why we were just sitting around. At the end of the night, we're getting ready to wrap up, and we're like, okay, you know, it's like, we have one question left for you. Like, do you like applesauce? We kind of started cracking up a little bit, and that's become the standard ending question for a lot of the investigations.
Maybe we have to use the cheesecake. We always bring cheesecake to the investigation.
Yeah,
we'll start off
of
with the cheesecake.
But where's my cheesecake?
And I can tell you right now, Sean makes a mean
Yes, he does.
Mean.
Yeah, he does.
But wait, wait. There's more, ladies and gentlemen. If you have the chance to party with Last Rites, which we do have, by the way, Wayne, drop it. The Paranormal Campout, Wayne.
What? Oh, Paranormal Campout. Yeah, that's
September 6th, I think.
Yeah, September 6th, I believe. Same place it was last year. We'll get the info out here shortly.
And I'm hoping that you will bring some of that fantastic moonshine again.
I definitely will score us the moonshine.
The blackberry stuff, which last time I took a couple shots and I saw, like, God.
Yeah, exactly.
Smurfs.
Yeah. We bought them in the blue.
And I think there are some internet memes of me dressed as Batman with a silhouette of beer bottles around me.
If I remember correctly, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of happens around our show. But that's the great part of dealing with paranormal investigators, guys, is, you know, once again, we are family. I want to ask, everybody has these moments. What is your funniest moment in an investigation?
Oh,
come on. I've dropped mine on air.
Funniest moment.
Funniest
wow.
moment.
I, you know.
Todd's laughing over here, so.
I remember, I mean, it was one of our most exciting moments, but the funny part of it was as soon as it happened, we didn't know whether to run or just implode.
Yeah.
you know, we're at Hillview, and we had a situation happen. And there was a group of us, and we didn't know what to do. I mean, it was just, it was exciting. It was, I don't know. I mean, we all had a good laugh afterwards, because I think some of us needed a change of shorts. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was quite an experience, but that was probably.
Now, you guys did, you had a video online recently, if I'm not mistaken. It was from that same investigation? Now, tell our listeners a little bit about that video.
I believe you're talking about the one where Brad was sitting in a chair.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think the spirit was quite too happy that he was there in the room. There's a couple other things that we didn't really add to it, but it might have been calling him, hey, fat ass, and all that stuff in the process, but it called him stupid.
And I prefer pleasantly plump. But,
pleasantly plump, big bone.
Big sexy.
Wait a minute. I got to drop that. I really hate to interrupt you guys, but we're going through the bio, and of course you have to make sure that everything's, you know, written properly and sounds good when you're reading through. And next thing I know, well, yeah, it's Last Rites Paranormal Society, correct?
Correct.
No. And they go, no, it's Big Sexy Paranormal Society. So anybody in the listening audience from this point forward, on decree of the Haunted Ship of Doom, Last Rites Paranormal Society is now known worldwide as Big Sexy Paranormal Society.
And if you know us, you know why.
Yeah. So I expect pink shirts and at least one demo of that in the next week or so. I want a video.
We'll try.
Boas and everything else. Sean, I know you're fully capable of this.
Oh, I'm totally capable of that. I'm like, oh, right in my alley sometimes.
Ryan, if you're listening, please make the internet meme happen. Okay? So,
I don't know if Rick and Amber might agree about that.
yeah, and I know Rick can do it too. Rick's pretty good about that.
Yeah.
And I know Lisa's going, yes, I have all the boas right here, right now.
Get a couple drinks in us, and it's on like Donkey Kong.
No, do you remember last time we were at the Paranormal Picnic, and she had like my outfits? I was doing outfit changes throughout the evening, thanks to Lisa. Funny thing about Lisa, she showed up, we're having a camp out. She showed up with this Saharan...
It was
like a bath thing going, pillows and lace and tiki torches, and we're all sitting there, tent, beer, but look at my pretty campout oasis thingy over
like
here.
The pleasure palace.
Yeah, and I was expecting the torches to go red after at least 1 a.m. I mean, that's the type of place it was, but it was awesome. Very, very cool. And that's the great thing about sharing the funny moments. Most of the people that listen to this thing, as we know, were set up for investigation teams.
Mm-hmm.
All the investigation teams, we know, okay, this is how you investigate. We set a camera here and this. We all know what the terminology is, okay? That's why we ask all the funny questions. This is an investigator's forum. It's your show. So share with the community what you can add to it, how you're going to enhance it.
What we do is, like, we like to go to a certain venue, and it's a historic venue. And we like to promote that and help support them there. Like with Seatonville, all the money went back. They put it back into the building. And it was great to see that happening and everything. So it's one of the big pluses that we can to give back to the paranormal community is help other teams if they need it, help out support build, like these great facilities we are allowed to go to and investigate and everything and get their name out there and try to help get other people to investigate them.
No, I mean, you guys, that's part of it is helping. Too many people just want to see a ghost. Once again, I will talk to the people, and we all know what it's like. It's October, okay? You're looking at your website email. You're going, all right, case, case, case. Then you're going, okay, guy wants to join, guy wants to join, guy wants to join. Next thing you know, I saw a demon. There's a demon, and he's in my closet. There's a demon just jumped out of my coffee cup. Oh, my God, I'm going to call you now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Anybody that wants to join, they can do DVR duty. eight cameras, 6 hours straight.
Yeah.
That'll be your initiation.
No, I you know what? Being a lead and being one of the watching that DVR duty, and the great part about it is we do some stuff with schools and scouts and children, and we actually have them out there laying the cable. Well, I want to be a ghost hunter. I want to have a K2 meter. No. Sorry, pal. Here's a roll of gaff tape. Now, I want you to take this three flights up. It's 100 degrees in here, and every 6 inches, I need a 7-inch piece of tape. They go, what the hell?
That's
I'm
a
like,
drawback of the TV shows. It's like all glamour and no grit.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you think this happens? You know, when I had the opportunity to shoot with John Zaffis, and then Todd, you can relate to this.
Oh, yes.
You know, I really admire what these guys do. They put in the work. Not only do they put the work on TV, but they put the work in the field. You know, John Zaffis, you get his name out there. And next thing you know, he's getting thousands of cases in his email box. Okay? But I remember John, the first thing that I saw, you know, he's a brother. So it's like, hey, man, how you doing, bro? What's going on? Big hugs. Man, I just flew in from Puerto Rico. I can't keep my eyes open. It's like 20 degrees out here. What the hell? Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, and that's the type of thing. Paranormal investigators really throw themselves out there. We put ourselves in some crazy environments.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy environments. And we have to literally take the client's word. There is obviously a review process. But when we're going into an environment that is completely foreign to all of us, whether it be historic, whether it be residential, whether it be commercial, we don't know what the heck's about to happen.
Exactly. That's one of the surprise things about doing this, where everybody sees it's all glamour and everything, but you might get into a situation where you go into a building or a residence where you have no activity, and it just feels flat. But then you go do your review, and it's like, oh, wow, if I only would have known that was going on, oh, and all this, and it just gets you your blood going again. And
so in reality, me and Wayne, we've talked about this probably, Wayne, what about 1,000 times by now?
What have we talked about, Chris?
Drinking?
Are you snorting apple pie at this point?
No, you just said me and Wayne have talked about this. Talked about what?
Percentages in regarding to actual hauntings.
Oh, yeah.
And we would say you and I are at about a 99.8% natural conclusion.
Yeah, it's rare that you get anything substantial. You almost have to rethink some of the things that you do. Like EVPs, you'll get some a lot of the time. So I think every team out there can say audio is pretty much the one thing, the one media that you can usually pick something up on, or at least the most reliable. So we need to start looking at that a little closer and asking the question, why is it audio over more than anything else?
I agree. So in your investigations, exactly if you had to assign a percentage, when I run into people, and trust me, and we obviously know in the state of Michigan, we have a large collection of teams. which, by the way, I will say that we have some of the finest investigation teams in the state of Michigan.
Do a bad one yet.
No, I mean, they're great people. They do really great work. So that's why, you know, I hate to say I am kind of biased when it comes to the state of Michigan. I like to keep things local. But we have the largest collection. Therefore, we have one of the greatest libraries of evidence, of data that we can draw from. Hence the whole paranormal unity thing. And when you look at that, if someone came up to you, the first question I ask when I see another ghost hunter, paranormal, which, by the way, gentlemen, you know I really don't like that title, ghost hunter, because I think about a guy that's chasing a ghost like Elmer Fudd wearing all orange. I
prefer investigator.
Yeah, investigator, because that's what we are. If you had to draw a percentage of cases that you've done throughout, not only with the typical group, but, you know, obviously throughout your entire investigation career, what would you say that is at this point?
15 to maybe 20% actually getting evidence.
Okay.
That's just a rough number. I mean, it could be a lot less.
I had a cold streak, probably a year. I don't think I caught anything on an EVP video, anything, you know, my personal stuff.
Yeah.
And, I was second-guessing everything I was doing.
Now, I remember talking to Mike McLean. Okay, this is probably his second investigation with us. He's, you know, a bro, MPI member for quite some time, and he's always just, and you guys seen him on Facebook, you're friends with him, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken. He's, like, hard charging. We're at this bar, and we were doing an investigation for the client. As a matter of fact, Wayne, wasn't it a consultation meeting?
Where Mikey did what? You're picking up on me over here, man.
Apple pie. Okay, yes, apple pie evil. No, where we actually talked about Mike about how skeptical we become.
Oh yeah, and I think Mikey's reply was actually very good, but they come up with it. Maybe we've become too skeptical. That's the thing, is trying to find that balance between being skeptical and being a believer, because we've had things happen that we can't explain. I mean, we've been to places and we've had experiences. Just one, you know, that we don't really share that often was when you and I witnessed that flashlight fly off the chair.
LSSU.
Yeah. So it's those that, you know, so we know things do happen, things that you can't explain, but you're right. I mean, we become so skeptical, and we always look for a common or a natural reason why things happen, which I do agree with. But it's hard to find that balance, because people will tell you stories, and to them they're fantastic and phenomenal, and they firmly believe them. But you in your mind are going, you're nuts. You're a crazy person. You know, why are you telling me this story? But to them, it's real. So you got to find that balance between believer and skeptic. Because I think if I'm not mistaken, Chris, we both believe, but yet we're very skeptical.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing about it. And, you know, I'm sure you guys operate off the same premise.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know, it's one of those where you look at it, and like I said, this station, this show is for investigators. It's, you know, I love teaching new people about the realities of what we do.
Here's another prime example. We have a trigger object. It's a teddy bear with a REM pod in it. It's been on probably over 20 investigations. Never, ever has it ever gone off. And it's like, is it working? Doesn't work? We were just at Seedonville. Boom, all of a sudden it just started going off.
We actually had an experience with something that Mr. Briones gave us up at a super secret location, that it was kind of like, oh, holy hell. You remember that, Wayne?
Yeah, I do. It took us a while. We had to figure it out. Mark, I think, was I had to call him just to verify how that piece of equipment worked, because we thought we had it figured out, and we were correct, but we wanted to verify. So I think Mark probably can attest to me calling him and saying, hey, brother, I just wanted to ask you verify how this thing works.
Which, by the way, if anybody wants to know what that piece of equipment is, contact us on the Chris and Wayne page or the MPI page, and I have to say, Mark, thank you. It is quite possibly one of the coolest things that we use in our arsenal of investigation tools. And it's awesome. If you're interested in creating more, yeah, Mark says he can make them. So contact Mark Briones or contact us, and we'll kind of give you the details on that. But, ladies and gentlemen, we believe it or not, that hour went incredibly fast.
It did go by extremely fast.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, once again, we have – it's kind of weird. We're spread out. We're in Gettysburg right now, guys. Gettysburg.
Exactly. It's
Well, they're in Gettysburg.
Yeah, well, but still, no, the Haunted Ship crew, it's all one thing. The family is in Gettysburg hanging out.
Sure.
You know, we've got last rites here. You guys have a good time?
Yes, we did.
No, fantastic. And everybody,
the dragon was actually quite nice to us this evening.
You got to watch her, though. Candace isn't here. And you, once again, Candace, thank you for controlling the Kraken when she gets out of line. I mean, she's a horrible, horrible creature. And, you know, she hates me to begin with. So, you know, I do throw her Snickers every day, and it still doesn't make any difference. Okay. But, guys, from Last Rites, you know, thank you for showing up tonight. It was awesome.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
And I do want to extend a formal invitation to everybody from Last Rites. You guys are always welcome here to, as you know, we have everybody pretty much show up. A big thank you from Mark coming over from Martyr Paranormal here in studio this evening into the Afterlife Paranormal, Brian and Darlene. Thanks for coming in. And, of course, Todd Cabin Boy just doing his thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Once again, guys, I am Chris.
I'm Wayne.
I'm Todd.
I'm Joe.
I'm Russ.
And there's Russ. Russ makes a magical appearance for the entire episode. By the way, everybody down at Phenomicon, we are going to put this podcast up. We love each and every one of you. Make sure that you stop by. Hope that we represent for the paranormal community. Ladies and gentlemen, a huge Haunted Ship of Doom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Awesome. You guys have a great night, and we will see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Show's over.
Good night, everybody.